Let the MAGA Civil War commence! I don't think anyone's winning that one. All of this, as now we have Jeffrey Epstein's and Donald Trump's lawyer coming out and making it that much worse, as he has just called for Donald Trump to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell, someone that Donald Trump had some very interesting statements about that raised some eyebrows that he previously doubled down on in previous interviews. What's going on here is, of course, there's an intercomplicated web here, as I want to get into the kind of crazy world that Jeffrey Epstein lived in, as, of course, he had his own baby eugenics population control factory in New Mexico. That wasn't even like that. He was making dolls with cameras in them that he wanted everyone buying. He had offices at Harvard and scientific projects ongoing with some of the most biggest prominent people in the world that we have still yet to know anything about. There's a Harvard connection, and all of this is coming out as the love affair between Elon Musk and Donald Trump is over. The implications are vast here, and this is going to be a very deep down the rabbit hole type of video that we are going to be doing here. And if you appreciate that, subscribe, click the notification button. We always appreciate you being able to support this independent media network that has been talking about Epstein for an extremely long time. The corporate media was promoting him. The corporate media was cheerleading him. Oh, great entrepreneur. Look at this great Wall Street business guy that no idea anyone knows where he got all of his money. We still don't. Oh, yeah, it's so great. We're like, hey, he's a registered offender. Also, meeting with Elon Musk in 2011. We'll get into all of it. We'll get into all of it here in this particular video. So you are here at the right place. As in the making of this video, Alan Dershowitz, Trump's and Jeffrey Epstein's former lawyer, came out and said that this is the perfect time. This timing is a little bit crazy now, especially as Elon Musk accused Donald Trump of being on the Epstein client list. The two had a relationship together. There's no denying that. But now, with us not getting any disclosures, not getting any information, now Alan Dershowitz believes it's the perfect time for Donald Trump to sink his legacy, his presidency, his political career by pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell. Now listen, Donald Trump has been on a pardon spree lately. The comments that he has been made, that he's been making against Ghislaine, are a little worrying, which could potentially, listen, we live in a reality that this could actually happen here. I remember asking Alan Dershowitz about if he would be happy if the Epstein client list would be released under Trump. And he wasn't too happy about me asking him that question. But according to the Daily Mail, Alan Dershowitz said, quote, certainly she should get a commutation. She was in part a victim of Epstein. As there's victims that say that she was actually the figurehead out of all of this. There's victims that said that she was ruthless, that she was evil, and that she was the one outside of public schools procuring a lot of the children to go, quote, give Epstein massages and then compensating them $500. And that's why in Florida, Epstein went down for the crime of soliciting workers of the night that were, quote, underage. But the underage part wasn't that significant in that part, as, of course, Alex Acosta, Trump's Secretary of Labor, gave him a sweetheart deal of a lifetime, and then became a part of Trump's administration. And then he came out and said, yeah, Epstein was a part of the intelligence. Now, Alan Dershowitz now urging to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell here, as there are victims that have lost their lives here. There's Caroline and Adriano. She was a courageous young mother. She helped convict Ghislaine Maxwell. She was found unalived in a West Palm Beach hotel, as her passing was ruled an overdose. She left behind five children and, quote, a mountain of unanswered questions, according to the Report X. There's also Virginia Giuffre, who also met her end. And she specifically talked about Ghislaine Maxwell playing a major central role in this trafficking and extortion operation. Now, Alan Dershowitz now calling for this now, urging Trump, do this now. Is some of the worst advice ever. As there is a big MAGA base that is saying, listen, there's a reason the MAGA Civil War is as intense as it is right now, because there's still some legitimate questions about that Epstein client list not being released here. There's still some very serious questions about the predators in our society that are still hurting small children out there that have never yet been held accountable that we were promised would be held accountable. We haven't gotten any kind of document. We're getting kind of obfuscation and the kind of direction from the FBI now that's telling us, no, we have to talk about how he met his end. I'm like, no, we don't. That shouldn't be what we're talking about here. We should be talking about holding accountable some of these very powerful people here. Now, I want to play some of these Trump comments here. Because they are pretty big here. This is Donald Trump in 2020. July 21st, 2020. Donald Trump had this to say about Ghislaine Maxwell, which was strange.
Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison, and so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. And I know you've talked in the past about Prince Andrew, and you've criticized Bill Clinton's behavior. I'm wondering, do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly.
What? A lot of people, right? Why would you wish someone well that you were in the close circles of that was just prosecuted for committing a very heinous, awful crime against children? I'll play the rest of that clip in a little bit, as well as Donald Trump doubling down on that clip. In another bizarre thing, which highlights, hey, there's a possibility she might actually be pardoned. We'll tell you why in a little bit. Before we do, we wanted to tell you about LukeUnfiltered.com. It's that little link down in the description. Click it right now. Come here. And then whatever you could afford, we appreciate you signing up. We appreciate your generosity. We appreciate you being an amazing human being and supporting this independent media broadcast for less than just 20 cents a day. That's one of the markers that you could participate in. I talk to all my members on the Telegram channel. We have 13 years of exclusive videos. We, of course, have a lot of content centered towards helping you become the best, strongest, most amazing version of yourself. We have 3 masterclasses. We have seed oil cards. And we're doing a meetup just for members July 9th. In Milwaukee. Heard that correctly. July 9th in Milwaukee, me and the Quartering, we're doing a meetup just for members of LukeUnfiltered.com. The location will be sent to members 12 hours before the meetup. So sign up, get more details about that by becoming a member at LukeUnfiltered.com. And you get to network, you get to meet cool people. A lot of people are going to be traveling in. I'm going to bring other surprise guests and influencers to be a part of this meeting. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be pretty exciting. All just by becoming a member of LukeUnfiltered.com. And then the following type of weekend, I'm talking about doing some kind of range day with the members like we did beforehand. We have a lot of fun doing those. I appreciate doing those. And that's one of the many things that we have available to you just by signing up and becoming a member of LukeUnfiltered.com. And again, hey, you appreciate me going to the island, risking my life for that? You appreciate me talking about this, risking my life as I have been for an extremely long time? Subscribe. It really does mean a lot to us. We're trying to grow, build, and expand. I really want to go to Bilderberg, but it's looking like the costs for that will be just too expensive. I'm almost in the clear when it comes to dealing with this huge kind of financial assault that has been conducted on me by the IRS. With that now finally, fixing itself, I'm going to try to save more money and try to go out there, get a camera person. It would mean a lot if you guys helped me do that by signing up to LukeUnfiltered.com. All right, let's play the rest of this clip here because this is wild. This is something that a lot of Trump supporters like either totally silent about. They were like, I don't want to talk about this. We talked about it because it's bewildering and wild to wish someone well who just has been accused of procuring small children for world elites to do whatever they wanted to do with.
Met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well, whatever it is. I don't know the situation with Prince Andrew. Just don't know. Not aware of it.
Prince Andrew should be investigated for his crimes. Probably won't now because of Virginia Giuffre meeting her end. Now, a lot of people are like, what the hell is Donald Trump saying here? And he doubled down on this shortly afterwards in August of that same year, 2020, as he was asked about this. And this is what he responded to, saying, hey, you're wishing someone that hurt small children well.
Epstein was either killed or committed suicide in jail.
Either he did this or that. Now the FBI declared it. Oh, yeah, he absolutely did it to himself. Donald Trump didn't believe that.
She's now in jail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wish her well. I'd wish you well. I'd wish a lot of people well. Good luck. Let them prove somebody was guilty. I mean, you're
saying you hope she doesn't die in jail. Is that what you mean by wish her well?
Her boyfriend died in jail, and people are still trying to figure out, how did it happen? Was it suicide? Was he killed? And I do wish her well. I'm not looking for anything bad for her. I'm not looking bad for anybody. And they took that and
made it alleged child sex trafficking.
A big deal. But all it is her boyfriend died. He died in jail. Was he killed? Was it suicide? I do. I wish her well.
Huh. A very weird statement now. Now, let's just say Donald Trump listens to his former lawyer and frees Ghislaine Maxwell now, on top of not releasing the client list, on top of just being accused of being on that client list by Elon Musk, on top of us not getting any kind of clear definitive answers, nor any type of prosecutions. That right there is something that I would say would stain Donald Trump's reputation to an extent that there's no going back from. And again, Donald Trump was close friends with Epstein. Now, there's an argument to be made here to defend Donald Trump here. But Donald Trump came out in an interview and talked about how he has known him for 15 years, that he's a, quote, terrific guy. He had a lot of fun with him, that he likes beautiful women, as quote, as I do, and, quote, many of them are on the younger side. This is what Donald Trump said previously beforehand. Now, Elon Musk, speaking to Tucker Carlson, this was in 2024, talked about how Trump was going to release the Epstein list. Trump hasn't. This could be one of the reasons, as a lot of the documents, a lot of the information, it's still sealed. It's still kept away from the general public. Now, there's an argument to be made here for Donald Trump. I'm going to be making that argument in a little bit. Before I do, though, this was Elon Musk's thinking, talking to Tucker Carlson just a few months ago. And now, Elon's coming out and saying, we're not getting it because Trump's a part of it. That's what he's hinting at here. As a lot of people are saying, he has a crash out moment. But I think it's fair to entertain all possibilities here because it's needed now more than ever with just how bizarre and how big of a conspiracy this entire story is. Now, again, we'll tell you how Donald Trump actually helped the victims here in a little bit. But before that, here's the clip here from Tucker Carlson.
You know, I think part of why Kamala's getting so much support is that if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public.
Yes.
And some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome.
Yeah.
Do you think? Yeah, 100%. Reid Hoffman, Bill Gates, all these top powerful players, the big banks. There's a reason the Diddy party list, freak off list, was all the biggest names in Hollywood. There were also the biggest names supporting Kamala Harris. There's powerful players out there that are against Donald Trump that for some reason Donald Trump hasn't cleaned house with, which he can through the Epstein client list.
Reid Hoffman's uncomfortable.
Yes.
And Gates.
And Gates.
Yeah.
And I only ask that because you can sort of just look at them and you're like, that's a nervous person right there. I don't know. I mean, I assume you know them. Yeah.
Yes. Reid Hoffman was my Vice President of Business Development at PayPal.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Does he seem nervous to you?
Yeah, I mean, he's terrified of a Trump pick.
Yep, but listen, there's another aspect of this that I think is worth entertaining. Because we know Donald Trump partied and they knew Epstein and they were all, you know, hanging out. But according to Don Jr., who spoke to me, and Josie, the redheaded libertarian, they kicked out Epstein because he was inappropriate towards a child. Now, look at this picture. Who else is in this picture? Who's that guy right there? Oh, that's Jeffrey Epstein. Who else was at this meeting? This guy, Elon Musk. When did this meeting happen? March 2011. Who else was there? Jeff Bezos, Sergey Brin, Elon Musk, Jeffrey Epstein, who was a registered S offender at the time of this meeting. What happened during this meeting? What was going on here? As these type of relationships also, I think, are worth examining. If we're going to be examining Trump, let's examine what happened here. I asked on Twitter, what happened at this meeting? I think that's an important question, since a lot of very powerful people are implicated here. And listen, if you know someone is on the Epstein client list, you don't give them your child to hang out with privately. That's just the truth here. Now, listen, Epstein's lawyer came out and responded to Elon Musk's claim that Trump is named in the files by coming out and specifically talking about, quote, how I was hired to lead the Jeffrey Epstein defense as his criminal lawyer 9 days before he passed. He sought my advice for months before that. I can say authoritatively, unequivocally, and definitively that he had no information to hurt President Trump. I specifically asked him. It's not just him. It's also Trump's DOJ that was going to Epstein, according to his cellmate, and said, give us dirt on Donald Trump, and we'll make a lot of your problems go away. We'll give you a slap on the wrist. Those nice country club jails, you'll just be in there for a little bit. We might even give you a prison and release like we did last time, where you were able to, of course, just walk in and out of jail whenever you wanted to with police protection, as you were able to go into your office, small children coming in and out of it, as police officers were standing by looking at you doing all of that. Now, that's corruption. That is some big, big time corruption. Now, listen, Donald Trump's actions from here on out will kind of dictate a lot of this. Listen, there's also Bradley Edwards, Epstein's victim's lawyer, that said that the only person who really picked up the phone and talked to them and was very helpful, giving them information about Epstein, was Donald Trump. Okay? Listen, clearly the two were friends. They weren't friends anymore. What happened between them two? Is there any compromise in dirt? I would figure, listen, if you got dirt on Donald Trump, I mean, they released everything against him. They had people coming out saying the craziest, wildest stuff against Donald Trump. I mean, they were throwing the book at him. They were shooting him. And they were trying to put him away for jail for what was it? Was it 700 years he was facing? Multiple felony charges? And listen, if Donald Trump really was guilty, I think they would have released that and they would have tried to tank and destroy his political career. Now, the fact that they haven't kind of shows us that they might not have what they think they have. But again, there is smoke here, and when there's smoke, there's fire. I learned that. I had a recent fire at my property. Everything's fine. Everything's okay. I took it out. Luckily, I was very vigilant and got right on it and stepped into action. But there's a lot of smoke. As we're also finding out that the New York Times reported how Jeffrey Epstein was one of the main financial backers of Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel playing a major role in this Trump administration, especially when it comes to the promotion of kind of J.D. Vance. Peter Thiel was also involved here. A lot of money moving back and forth. A lot of kind of weird kind of eugenics population control operations between Jeffrey Epstein. As, of course, he wanted to impregnate 20 women at a time at his baby ranch in New Mexico, as he was trying to implant the human race with his DNA by impregnating as many women as he could. Sounds like something that Elon Musk would be into. Maybe they talked about it in 2011. Who knows? But again, as the story kind of unfolds here, as it kind of continues barreling down in so many of these kind of weird, crazy, insane ways here, we got to understand here, we still don't have the truth. And we do not know what in the world is going on here. What happened here? What's leading to this? Will he actually pardon Ghislaine Maxwell? I don't think so. I think it would be just political career suicide. I know the Russians are trying to now get Elon. But it looks like Elon knows a lot more than he's letting on to. Is he correct, though? Or is he just emotionally spurging out here? I don't know. If there ever was a clear pathway all out of this, it's for Donald Trump just to release the Epstein client list now. Just release it. Get it all out there. Prove to the world that, hey, I'm a person that not only keeps my promise, but I hold all these powerful people accountable for the horrible things that they did to thousands of children, and I'm going to stop them from doing it to thousands of more children. That right there. That would be epic. Will that happen? Probably not with the way that things are going and the way that they're shaping up And that right there, especially with Elon's comments, creates a lot of doubt, a lot of benefit of the doubt. That isn't going to be granted, isn't going to be given to him because of these kind of weird comments surrounding Ghislaine, his lawyer that represented him, and Epstein. And listen, Donald Trump's on a pardon spree. It wouldn't surprise me. There's a small chance. I would say it's like a 5% chance that this actually happens. But if it does, that's not going to be a good look for Donald Trump. The best look for Donald Trump, release all the list. Will that happen? What do you think? Let me know down in the comments section below. Sign up to LukeUnfiltered.com. Again, a lot of this stuff isn't easy to talk about. If you appreciate our work, subscribe. We need your support more than ever. I love you guys. Stay tuned for more. All here exclusively on YouTube.com/WeAreChange.